From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an Al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital Mogadishu left at least 27 people dead. The hotel is popular with politicians and civil servants. The Minister of Information confirmed the dismissals and told VOA what was expected of the security agencies was that the necessary intelligence and surveillance information should have stopped the attack. This will be the second time the two officials were fired from the same positions. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga is demanding a new presidential election within 90 days. He said the country is in grave danger from political violence. He spoke to the Associated Press 3 days after he boycotted the rerun of the August election. Those results themselves were thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities. Odinga called Thursday's vote invalid because President Uhuru Kenyatta faced no opposition, and he accused the United States and other Western diplomats of being very irresponsible for urging Thursday's repeat vote. The pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government troops. Officials reported the heavily armed insurgents raided a police outpost in the Khan Abad district of troubled Kunduz province and inflicted the fatalities. The Taliban swiftly took credit for the attack, claiming the ensuing clashes killed 17 Afghan police personnel, including their commander, and left an insurgent fighter dead. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund warns that potentially life-threatening malnutrition is soaring among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund does not know the extent of acute malnutrition among Rohingya child refugees. So UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says a nutrition survey is underway that will provide vital data when it is completed in November.
What we already know is that the combination of malnutrition, sanitary conditions, and disease in the refugee settlements is potentially catastrophic for children.
More than 600,000 Rohingya refugees have arrived in Cox's Bazar since August 25th to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. Children comprise nearly 60% of the refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A mass grave with at least 36 bodies has been uncovered near Benghazi in Libya. The victims appear to have been executed, but it's unclear who they were. One report says some of the bodies were dressed in business suits, while others were wearing athletic clothes. Hundreds of thousands of supporters of a united Spain attended a rally in Barcelona Sunday. Demonstrators marched in Catalonia's capital to show they are in favor of the Spanish government's dismissal of Catalonia's cabinet and the squashing of the region's push for secession. Hundreds of women took to the streets of Paris and 10 other French cities to protest against sexual harassment. In Paris, women gathered in Republic Square waving signs bearing the hashtag MeToo, used by tens of thousands of women to share personal stories of harassment and assault. Similar gatherings were also held in Marseille, Bordeaux, and Lille, among other cities. And starting next year, Saudi women will be able to attend sports events at 3 stadiums across the country as part of the kingdom's efforts to improve women's rights. The ultra-conservative country has some of the world's tightest restrictions on women. It has long barred women from sports arenas because of its strict rules on segregation of the sexes in public. The announcement follows one last month that will allow women to drive starting next June. The kingdom is also expected to lift a public ban on cinemas and has encouraged mixed-gender celebrations. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.